Israel and Hamas have failed to reach a ceasefire agreement this weekend. Israel accepted the agreement proposed by President Trump's Mideast envoy, Steve Witkoff, who says Hamas's response to it is, quote, totally unacceptable. This back and forth comes during continued chaos around efforts to get aid to Palestinians in Gaza, where there is widespread hunger and the UN warns of looming famine. This morning, Gaza health officials report at least 31 killed and more than 200 wounded when Israeli troops fired on crowds hoping to collect food from a new U.S.-backed group. NPR's Daniel Estrin is in Tel Aviv. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Aisha.
So what happened today around this new food distribution program in Gaza?
There are reports of Israeli military gunfire near two different food distribution sites, according to Gaza health officials. These are two sites run by this new group, the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, with private American armed contractors, and they're under Israeli military supervision. Gaza health officials report scores were killed and many were critically wounded near one distribution site in southern Gaza. There are videos circulating from Gaza showing lifeless bodies piled onto donkey carts and people rushing those carts to hospitals. And in central Gaza, at another food distribution site, health officials are reporting a second shooting, and there's a video circulating showing enormous crowds running in an open field, and you hear the sounds of gunfire.
So how is Israel responding to that?
For many hours today, the Israeli military and the U.S.-supported Gaza Humanitarian Foundation offered various accounts that no firing took place within a food distribution site or in close proximity of one. Now, Israeli military officials tell NPR that troops did fire warning shots, they called them, toward suspects who advanced towards soldiers, and that this took place about 1,000 yards from a food distribution site. The bottom line here is that people are being told to go to these sites to get food. Large crowds are trying to get there, and health officials and witnesses say, and videos from the scene show, that people are being fired upon with deadly consequences. There were similar shootings this past week as well, according to Gaza health officials, and yet the U.S. State Department has been defending this food program as a success. Our colleague in Gaza, Anas Baba, met a young man today named Ramzi Abu Ghabin. His family is living in a makeshift tent on the sidewalk. They're displaced. And here's what he said. He says these food sites are supposed to be humanitarian, and they're not humanitarian. He says everyone should be able to have a right to food without fear. And his main demand, he says, is to stop the war, to get flour so he can eat. Now, the United Nations World Food Program has tried to deliver flour in Gaza. It says all of its flour trucks were looted Saturday, and it says the humanitarian situation is spiraling.
Daniel, what is the latest on Gaza's ceasefire negotiations after U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff presented a new ceasefire proposal late last week?
Right. Israel said it accepted that proposal, and Hamas finally gave its response Saturday and accepted some parts. It accepted a 60-day ceasefire. It agreed to release about half of the living hostages and half of the deceased hostages it seized in the Hamas attack on Israel in 2023. So that is the main progress in terms of reaching common ground. But for the other parts, Hamas offered counter proposals. And U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff said Hamas should instead take the deal on the table, enter immediate talks, and then all those sticking points can be negotiated in the talks.
So what does Hamas object to in the proposal?
Well, they want guarantees up front that Israel will not do what it did last time in the last ceasefire earlier this year, which is to get hostages back and then not enter talks on how to bring a permanent end to the war. So what Hamas wants is to spread out the release of hostages this time throughout the duration of the ceasefire to ensure that Israel holds its fire rather than free the hostages towards the beginning of the ceasefire. And Hamas has some other demands also, like it doesn't want humanitarian aid coming in through this new system the U.S. and Israel set up with the private American group where we have seen so much chaos.
That's NPR's Daniel Estrin in Tel Aviv. Thank you so much, Daniel.
You're welcome.